This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The registration has begun for the Prime Minister internship scheme this evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the scheme. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. An intern will receive monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. In a major boost to the border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the Defence Minister said, after the NDA government came into power, the northeast and border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development. PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity is completing 3 years today. The master plan was launched in 2021 to provide multimodal connectivity infrastructure to various economic zones. PM Gati Shakti has integrated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories for planning and executing infrastructure projects. It has achieved a milestone of assessing 208 big ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The national logistics policy under the scheme aims to reduce logistics costs, improve India's logistics performance index ranking to be among the top 25 countries by 2030 and promote data-driven decision-making. Haryana Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has said that the swearing-in ceremony of the government of the state will be held on October 17. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend this swearing-in ceremony and the top leadership of BJP will also participate. The Chief Minister was talking to journalists in Ladwar today. India has called upon the government of Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship, especially during festival time. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry has expressed serious concern over the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at the revered Jayeshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira. The ministry said these attacks are deplorable and they follow a systematic pattern of desecration and damage to temples and deities that India has witnessed over several days. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, has said that Indian suppliers are the third largest provider of organizations' health and ration support to children globally. Indian businesses have supplied goods and services worth nearly $6 billion to UNICEF for its global work. UNICEF Supply Division Director Leila Pakala, who was on her first official visit to India, said that Indian suppliers of life-saving goods and services for children are key to UNICEF's work for children globally. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijayadashmi. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Dashera program organized by Sri Dharmik Leela Committee at Lal Kila Maidan in Delhi this evening. In men's cricket, India have won the toss and opted to bat against Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad. With a 2-0 lead in the three-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The men in blue defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 International in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.